This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Some students in the Austin Independent School District are back in the classroom as of October 5th. The district is starting to phase in students to the classrooms, but is still allowing families a choice. Students can continue virtual learning all year, but teachers don't have that option. For many teachers, the state mandate to allow students back in the classroom means they are forced to be around crowds of people, even if they aren't ready. KUT's Claire McInerney spoke with two AISD teachers about this transition.
The main feeling among teachers last week was confusion. Andrea East is a bilingual special education teacher at Sunset Valley Elementary School. We spoke last Tuesday evening about what today would look like for her.
We are still talking about that. I don't think I have complete confirmation on it. So I think a lot of teachers are feeling like they're just not 100% sure what it's going to look like.
It's been hard for all teachers to adjust to virtual learning, but consider special education. Every kid has an individualized plan. Pre-pandemic, Ease gave her students special education services in different ways, depending on what she thought would help them best, like working in small groups, working one-on-one, splitting up the time throughout the day. None of that is easy on Zoom.
At, you know, the forefront of every decision I think we make, we have to think about what's best for the kid. And I really struggle with asking a second grader to be online for 6 hours straight.
And even if she had figured out how to do her job seamlessly over Zoom, it's all changing this week. The state has said schools have to start letting students come back. So AISD is allowing a school to bring back up to 25% of its building capacity. So teachers will be teaching students who are in the building and on a computer screen.
You asked me, what's that going to look like? I don't know, because that's two jobs.
The thing she's worried about with having students in both situations is, will she be able to provide equity? Ease said special education is much better face-to-face. That's harder online, and she's not even sure what she can do with the students who come to school. She's nervous about walking around the school building and possibly being in multiple classrooms. So neither scenario feels great for her or her students.
It feels very often impossible. And that's not something that I've really ever felt as a teacher. I've always felt kind of like where there's a will, there's a way, and we're going to make it work. And it feels like we're being stretched so thin that we're just going to break.
A week ago, Madeline Harrell, the orchestra teacher at Keeling Middle School, was just as confused as Ease.
I really don't know what next week is going to look like. And we're just going to kind of be prepared for whatever based on what we know now.
Which wasn't a lot, which in part was because there was so much inconsistency. The original plan was students would stay in classroom pods. That means no switching classes and staying in the room to have lunch. Then, Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde said students could switch classes, only to quickly change her mind a couple days later when teachers pushed back.
It's been really stressful. You have all these questions, but you're not even really sure if you should ask, because you feel like the person that you ask isn't really going to know either, or like they're like everybody's just doing their best and trying to figure all this stuff out. Yeah, it kind of creates a space where it's like, I don't know what's happening.
And when she doesn't know what's happening, she can't plan. And it took a lot of planning to be able to just get to virtual learning.
When we're usually playing music together, we're like kind of reacting off of each other too, right? It's like, you're hearing something and playing along, or you're adjusting and listening.
But now all of the kids are in their homes and she's alone in the orchestra room facing a laptop. Everyone has to mute themselves because the lag on Zoom is too much for them to be able to play together. Harrell says it's also hard to teach music because so much of that was hands-on. Before the pandemic, she would move a student's finger on the instrument to get the correct note and help them change strings when they broke. Managing the logistics and trying to teach on Zoom takes so much more of her time.
Yeah, I've worked every weekend since school started. Which I never used to do. I've been working literally 11, 12 hours a day.
And now it's all about to change.
I spent my entire summer trying to wrap my head around how I'm going to do this on Zoom. For it to just be 4 weeks and that's it, or 4 weeks, not and that's it, but 4 weeks and then we change to something virtual plus, right? It's like we get to do this and we also have to deal with there being kids in the building. And so it just, it seems crazy. It seems like we've spent all this time figuring this out and now for it to change is really tough.
Harrell used to teach in Houston, where students have been back in the classroom for a few weeks. She says teachers there are saying it's a nightmare trying to teach students in two very different situations. After 4 weeks, Harrell said she's already feeling the exhaustion. She felt this way her first year of teaching, when the reality of the job was thrust upon her quickly.
I think this is the first time since then that I've really thought about, like, how long am I going to stay in this career? Like, I don't know. Like, because it's not only just the weekends and the late hours, like, it's that, but it's also, it feels like the state and the, you know, government in general, I guess, you know, just doesn't really want to value us.
So last week, Harrell put in even more hours to try and make her students smile. When they were able to play together in the same room, they did the same warm-up every day. It's like a version of playing a scale that they all do together. They've been doing it during virtual learning, just with everyone on mute. So one day, she had them all record themselves doing the warm-up. Over the weekend, she put all the files together, and the next day they had class, she played it for them via Zoom.
This was the biggest moment of joy in Zoom teaching this whole, maybe this year and in the spring. Was like, I played this track and just the smiles that I saw on the Zoom screen, like, was like nothing else I had seen, because they were like, oh my gosh, it's like being back in the room.
She said she's nervous about today and what the rest of the school year will look like. But she has one goal. She wants her students to enjoy playing and making music. Claire McInerney, KUT News. Okay, go. Okay, go.